Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
A house is built of walls and beams. Our home is built with love and dreams. Take up residence in this episode about houses and homes with your home-owning witches, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hey, witches.
Hey.
Welcome to this episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. I am really, really excited about it. You know one thing about the witch in the the Wizard of Oz?
Uh-huh.
The sister with the stripy legs and the Ruby Sisters?
Elphaba.
Nope.
No.
It was Nessa Rose.
Oh, yeah.
A house landed on her.
Yeah.
So because we're witches, and that happened in a movie once, 60, 70, 80 years ago, we're going to talk about houses today.
Yeah. She was a wicked witch of the East, right?
Of the East, exactly. Yeah. She was Elphaba's sister.
Yeah.
She was Elphaba Soup.
Yeah.
So our show, if you've never been here before, it's called Good Witch, Bad Witch. You just bumped into us. It's a lucky surprise for you.
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Hold on to your horses.
That's right. And if you're here every week and listening to it at 12:01 on Witchy Wednesday, like Shannon Edwards and Amanda Reed, welcome back. Our bad witch is Lisa Brown, and she's still looking for a
tagline. She is looking
guide.
For that phrase.
Can I offer up squawk is good, or
no.
Can I offer up giddy up?
No, that's not me.
Giddy up.
No, how about I'm bad?
No.
You know I'm bad. Well, think about it.
Okay.
Hi. You're five. The bad witch is Lisa Brown.
Me.
And her husband, Daryl Brown, is the man witch with two N's.
Howdy, howdy.
Not one, two. Two wins, because that's how manly he is.
Yeah. That's right.
And I am your good witch. My name is Shelley Majors. Heidily ho, motherfuckers.
Oh,
see that catchphrase there?
Yeah.
Just come in. I'm a bad bitch.
That's right.
You have filthy, filthy mouths. Stop it right now. So, you guys, today we're going to be talking about houses and all kinds of different things about houses. But what we want to talk about first is my question to you guys. I know, if I'm not mistaken, in your childhoods, both of you only pretty much lived in two different places, correct? Per person.
Yeah.
Not together.
Yes.
But yeah, Shelley had
Wouldn't
two
that have
houses.
Been weird?
That would have been. Or if you're a brother and sister.
Lisa, you're my best friend. Let me introduce you to my roommate.
Perfect.
You're going to like him.
Shelley lived in two different states. Daryl lived in the same state in two different houses. But tell me about your favorite house or either one of them, whatever.
The first one I remember was in Ackworth, Georgia, 1400 Oakmont Drive.
Oh.
And it was cool because it had a bunch of land and I didn't have to mow it. And everybody... The bad thing about this was that dogs were getting lost and eaten and killed all the time, and they all had fleas because it was Georgia. But we didn't have fences.
Oh.
So it's like one day you might wake up and you're like, I have a dog. Or one day you might wake up and where'd my dog go? So it was a weird dog place to live. But I liked it. My mom hated it because of all the stickiness and the bugs and the, you know, when we spilled Kool-Aid on the floor and she had just mopped it. That sort of thing sucked. But I liked it because there's lots of fireflies and honeysuckle, not the Avon variety, the nature's variety. Mm-hmm. And it was a great place to grow up. We had a creek. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were crawdads or mud bugs or whatever.
Uh-huh.
We would just catch them. We didn't eat them. We just
caught them and played with them for a bit.
Exactly. But we were just dirty, sweaty children that would go to the lake and, you know, ride around on our bikes at night and just completely at will and
not a care
supervised.
In the world.
Exactly. And, oh, and we would always make up games, like outside games. And I think I told you guys this one. But we would, like, whoever was the boss would spin you. And then when you were done spinning, you had to stop in that pose. And you were a statue. And, I mean, there were gaggles of us. There was tons of cousins and stuff. So then we'd all be in these crazy frozen poses. And this was kind of heady for us, I guess. But like whoever the person who was the spinner was would walk in and pretend it was an art gallery and they would describe all the statues.
Oh, wow.
It was really, really fun.
So I have a question that I've never asked you before, but your parents met in Colorado, correct?
Yes.
So what brought them to Georgia?
The Navy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, why are you answering?
Well, it only made sense her dad was in the...
Okay. okay, brother.
No, he got a recruiting job down there. When they were in Colorado before I was a big person, before you knew me and stuff, my dad was a pilot of very small planes, and he was doing deliveries in the planes and doing some HVAC stuff when they were in California. So they had a whole life before me, which is rude. But yeah, they spent a lot of time in Colorado, and then the 7 years of Georgia, and then back.
Then your mom said,
"What brought them back? He got a job back in Colorado."
Probably my mom bitching. She was just like, "This sucks. Everybody's racist. It's really hot. I have to do everything. You're always hammered. You can't put the kids' toys together because you got drunk and parked on the lawn on Christmas Eve." I'm not airing dirty laundry. I'm not saying any of these things could have happened.
Yeah,
it was just a pretty
any
much.
Any of these things could have, they, and not in that order.
Things could have happened,
and that was a Sunday.
I think they were all happy to be home.
Okay, cool.
And we brought our dog Snuffy up from there, and she was very, very happy to be away from the fleas and ticks and
and not disappearing.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's like, "Hey, there's a fence here. I cannot get lost."
Exactly, or eaten by wildlife.
It's wow.
And so the Colorado house, I'm not even going to describe, because we kind of for a long time lived in the same neighborhood, and it was really pretty much the same suburban experience.
Yeah.
How about you guys? What was your favorite childhood home?
Well, I grew up in North Denver in an old Victorian kind of type house and stuff, 2624 West 36th Avenue.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
drive by it. Is it still there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's yeah. And Paul's uncle still lives right behind it.
Awesome.
And stuff. Yeah. A lot of the people that lived to the right of us, the Ponarellis, are she still lives there, the daughter.
Their family?
A lot of people took over their parents' houses.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would love to go back and see what that house looks like on the inside now. Paul's been inside of it, our tech witch, because he went to high school with the guy that lived there and stuff, and they became friends. But yeah, it was great. Kind of the same experience. Everybody knew everybody in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
We had a neighbor across the street that, you know, was one of those old-fashioned guys. You know, if you screwed up in his yard, he'd line you up and switch you. He didn't care. You know, you screwed him up in my yard, then send you home, and I'd, you know, be walking across the street, and he'd be like, "D, I had to give him a little whooping. He fucked up, you know," and she'd be like, "Okay, thank you, Darren." You know,
but takes a village.
But yeah, but down where we lived, they had what they called H alleys.
Okay.
And the alleys would go, you know, this way, but there's a center in the middle, you know, and that's where me and Paul, the tech witch, would always play. We'd play in the H alley and stuff. And his grandparents, well, he lived with his grandparents in their basement with his mom, and it was just catty corner for me, so I could go out my back gate, go over, open up his gate, and go into his grandpa's yard.
So cute.
So, I mean, we were always, you know, hanging out and stuff. We were just talking about this the other day to his mom, or last weekend with his mom, and we used to walk to this little store, and it was called the Dell Farm, and steal candy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And she goes, "You guys stole candy?" We're like, Paul goes, no. It was on credit, I think. So, but yeah, I loved that house. It was really, really a big house. It was one back in the day, they used to have multi-living houses. So we had a full furnished upstairs, you know, and downstairs was a full furnished, it had a kitchen and everything in the basement too.
Oh, nice.
So, but yeah, it was a huge, huge house and stuff. But just some of the best memories ever were growing up in that neighborhood. And, you know, at a time when you could just, you know, I could walk out the back gate at 5 years old, 6 years old. Nobody, you know, everybody looked out for everybody's kid, and nobody worried about it. And then, you know, and then we lived there, oh gosh, till I was 10. And unfortunately, one of our neighbor friends was a victim of a drive-by.
Oh, no.
And our neighborhood started to get really bad. My mom's like, "I got to get us out of here before, you know, things get even worse." So
pause.
But, yeah, so, you know, we moved out of North Denver. So we moved up to Westminster, and it was like a whole nother world for me, because we went from being down there to clear out to 72nd and Sheridan area. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, it's a total different type of, I can't say type of people, but they were totally different than what I was used to in my neighborhood. You know, we were pretty diverse. We had, you know, black, Mexicans, white, everything. And I move up to Westminster. It was a mainly white area, you know, white area in my school. It was mainly, I'm like, what have we moved to, you know?
It wasn't just the colors, like in your first suburb or neighborhood.
A total suburb,
it was multi-generational. You know, you have the Italians and the Latinos and stuff.
Yeah, ours was, Italians and stuff. But yeah, it was kind of the same way with you. It was, you know, your normal suburban life up there, you know, and it was fine. I lived right across the street from my elementary school, so I, you know, walk across the street, go to school, which was cool. And then I had to ride the bus for junior high. Mm-hmm. And then high school, they didn't offer you a bus because they figured by then you should have cars. Yeah, and I didn't. I had a kid.
Right. Yeah.
But anyhow, so, you know, like I said, it was fine. It was, you know, me and Lisa went by the house. It was actually for sale not too long ago when we were looking for a house. Remember, we drove by it over off of 72nd there. And it was just kind of sad. It was kind of beat up and stuff. And, you know, but the people that bought it, they remodeled it. And I've seen it on Hulu. Not Hulu. Hulu. I've seen it on Hulu. What
Zillow.
I've seen it on
TV.
Yeah, it was on Hulu, believe it or not. It was a scary house.
They did a whole segment about it.
It was so cool. It was called Come to the Hulu House. No, I seen it on Zillow, and the people that bought it, they did a fabulous job of remodeling and everything. And in fact, our daughter Shannon said she just drove by it not too long ago, and she was like, then it just, you know, the old neighbor, she goes, but the school that I was talking about that was right across the street, she goes, how come that school always looks so much bigger? She goes, I drove by it, she goes, it's just a tiny little thing. I go, well, because you were just a tiny little thing.
Yeah, you were smaller.
When we would go over, I'd walk her over there to go play on the playground and stuff, but yeah, I mean, those were the two houses that, you know, I grew up in. What about you, Lise?
Well, we the more that I thought about it, we lived in a lot of places.
Yeah, you guys kind of jumped around, huh?
I lived in, oh my gosh, from when I was little to about kindergarten, I don't even know where it was. I think it was in North Denver somewhere. I'm not sure. I remember the door. That's the only thing I remember of the house. It was a big red door, and the paint was flaking off.
Oh, so you'd pick at it.
Yeah, I'd pick at it. So that's
all. That explains it.
Once I remember opening the door, but don't remember anything of how the house looked inside. But I remember the door, because I was a picker.
Yeah, yeah.
I still am.
You like to pick.
I like to pick and poke.
Yeah.
Like, I like to, I don't know.
Knocking.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird thing.
We should start our own platform instead of TikTok. You have PickPock.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a part of
Pick
the obsessive compulsive or Tourette's or I don't know, whatever.
Everybody it could be those, something now. Lead-based flakes you chewed on, too.
Maybe that's my problem. So I don't really remember that house. Then we moved to a house over in Arvada by Swanson Elementary. It was a block away. I lived there until I was second grade, and from kindergarten to second grade, maybe. That's where my sister was born, not in the house, but when we lived in that house. My biggest memory of that was we had a creek had all these trees and like this big open lot next to us, and there was a creek, and we didn't catch crawdads, but we would catch
minnows.
Worms.
Yeah. Oh, worms.
Yeah.
I was going to say the baby frogs, tadpoles.
No, yeah, that too. Uh-huh. But mostly worms. I would just get worms. I was really, I liked to be.
She
pretty.
Was a wormy girl.
Now that's where the, because you could walk through there and you'd go all the way through there and get to the country cottage. Is that what it was called? Yeah, it was some kind of a place you could eat.
Oh, cute.
And, yeah, and so on, right on 72nd and Sheridan, but now it's a Walmart and stuff. So that whole, right, that where that field was, the Walmart would back up to where our house it was.
Well, you said 72nd well, no, Sheridan, too.
This is what's so funny. Yeah, we were very close at that time. Mm-hmm. Before, there was the field back there, and there was a 7-Eleven there.
Yeah.
That was there, yeah.
And we used to, down the street, they had a horse farm, and we rented, we boarded our horses there. Yeah. And so me and my friend Monique would ride our horses, like, through the Taco Bell drive-thru and stuff. We would go through that field and go over there. So I remember that, but not, because I was only, like I said, up to second grade. Then we moved, the only address that I remember is, oh my, no, I remembered it while you were saying it. Now I can't think of it. 7248 Seacrest Court, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was up in Golden. It was the only new, brand new house that I ever remember my parents like buying. And they were so excited. I remember that it was $100,000 at the time.
Oh, wow.
I was in I remember my mom telling me that the house we bought is $100,000. And I was like, we are rich.
We are rich. We're Rockefellers.
Oh, how can you afford that? Like, I thought that they wrote a check for it.
Right.
And stuff. We are the Rockefellers. It didn't have grass. We had to put in the sod and everything. My grandpa Luke put a house in the backyard that was... it was a little playhouse that looked just like parents' house.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So me and my sister would play back there. Again, I would play with bugs and on worms a lot.
Yeah, I think that's good for you.
Yeah, we would. I would go in and just we would collect ladybugs.
That's why we survived COVID.
And, yeah.
There you go. Seriously, you've already had everything.
Yeah, seriously. And that I think that's the house that I remember the most because I think I was there until. Seventh grade or so.
Was that the Quaker Acres house?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
So it was up in Quaker Acres, and I think I was there until seventh grade, and then we moved again to the house that was over by where Shelley lives now, her parents' house. Then we moved back to Golden, and then now my parents are, and then I moved back with them to the house that they live in now, which I think is the house they've been in the longest.
Would you say 25 years or so?
Oh, they've it has to been be 30 there, years.
No, yeah, because they, I was,
the Broncos 20, were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think I was 19 or 20 when they moved in, so they've been there for 34 years or so.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, that's where I was all over.
I've that's where you used to reside.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, but the place that you, where I knew you and we always had slumber parties, the Quaker Acres house, that's where the scary neighbor was when we'd go trick-or-treating.
Turtle. Yeah.
Turtle. Yeah. Yeah, that was a cool neighborhood.
I just want, yeah, it's really funny. Speaking of how Shannon said that school was really big. These, and I'd like to go back and just drive around, although I've noticed that it's not the same. Like, I can drive in my head through the neighborhood, but when I go up there now, there's different
roads. Built around it, right?
It's a little bit weird.
Because you tried to take me one time, you're like, I used to, it's right here, but they've built so much around it, I've lost my bearings.
Right. Yeah, and it was like, because it was so, the neighborhood was so small, and now it's gotten really big.
Yeah.
But up the hill, my mom's friend, Mel Casper, lived, it was close enough to walk, but it was a little far away.
What was the name?
Her name was Mel Casper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the Corey Casper was her daughter who was friends with Brandy.
Uh-huh.
And they had this ginormous rock.
Okay.
That you had like holes in it that you could kind of climb up it and then sit on top of it. And we would just all day long, like climb up and down this rock.
A play rock,
yeah.
It was so cool. And I just wonder, first of all, is it still there? Right. And second of all, is it as big as I remember it was?
And then third of all, did the guy, when you were walking, he go down the hill when you'd have to walk home?
Turtle would say that? Yeah. So,
yikes. Ooh. Those were good childhood homes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I don't even know why we ended up moving out of that area, but that was, I think that was probably my favorite house.
Really
it was a really nice house.
And it was fun. And it was also, I feel like we spent the most time there.
Yeah. And the basement was unfinished.
Uh-huh.
And so, but it went around in a circle.
Okay.
We roller skated and pretended like it was a skating rink.
Uh-huh. So, and we were Xanadu.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh, it was so funny. So we would, it was me, you, and Karen. We had our tennis shoe skates.
Uh-huh.
I think Renee had some too.
Uh-huh.
And we would go down there and I would play music, but it would just be off the radio.
Yep.
But we would pretend like we would listen to the song first, and then we had this big hose that I think went on to like a shop vac, and I would grab it and then I'd talk through the hose and I'd go, and now the next song is 99 Loft Balloons.
So
because then I was the, and then we would
she's
all
was a DJ.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And my dad had, he would work out down there, and he had a big bag, like a punching bag.
Uh-huh.
And we would sometimes pretend like the,
that was your
our
date?
Boyfriend.
Yes.
Dating the Hulk?
Slow date with the punching bag.
We would take like a tube sock or something kind of long, and one of us would, like, we'd hold each end and twirl each other around on our skates, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
That's funny. Me and my sister at our house in North Denver, we used to skate in the basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we'd play, like we were Donna Marie Osmond.
That's the best.
Did you have purple socks?
I didn't. No, I didn't have none of the get-ups. We just, you know, used our imagination, you know.
Right. Oh, so
cute. I probably didn't even have skates. I was just sliding on my socks.
Yes.
Probably.
Well, you definitely win, because because you guys could skate in the basement.
But we, that is our intro. We'll come back with our meet, which we're going to talk about houses that, you know, different styles and different, our dream houses, I guess, right?
Yep.
Yay.
Houses now and then. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Thanks for that little break, you guys. That now is our... It's too much pressure.
Welcome to the mediocre entertainment and treats.
How many of these have we done?
That is. It's mediocre entertainment and treats is the meat of our
meats
program.
Meats and meats. Yes, okay.
Yeah. So we're talking about different houses, different styles types and stuff like that, types. This is Shelly's show, so I'm going to hand the reins off to her and have her ask some questions and also answer them.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
Some of this is based in reality and some of it is like wish list stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so if given your druthers and you have all the money in the world, what is your style, first of all? We can go into deeper depth with the explaining of it, but just given two choices, classic or modern, where would you go?
Can I go?
Yes, please do.
I really, really love old farmhouses.
Yes.
I love the old dark wood. I love all the staircases, the wood floors, everything. But
I love
wraparound porch.
Yeah, and I've been looking at a lot of those types of houses. They have a lot of those types of houses in Ohio that I've looked at that I like a lot. But as far as our style of our house, I like our modernized style with the new style of drywall, the bullnose, the rounded off bullnose and stuff like that. I like that, and I wouldn't mind even if they kind of intertwined with each other, have the nice bullnose, but with the old style, you know.
Sure, it's a fusion.
Yeah.
I think I'm about the same. Although, okay, what's that TV show? It's the new one with Ray Romano and Lisa Kudrow.
Started watching that.
So cute.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
So you know how their house is really cool, classic?
Yes, but it's like a California stucco, like a Santa Fe looking.
Yeah.
What is that called?
I don't know.
So I call it a stucco.
Yeah. And then across the street is Wilson. What's his name?
I know what you're saying.
But his house is totally different.
Totally modern. And and he's like a
Owen Wilson character.
Owen Wilson, thank you.
Yes, it's very sleek and polished and Hollywood.
Lots of big windows and stuff.
Like, it's like refrigerators. It looks like just
like it's all smooth across. There's not hardware like to open the door.
Totally. Yeah. And he's the rich one, and he was used to be a TV star or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I hated that house.
Yeah, no, that's a great example. And I used to think that was really cool as a younger person.
Yeah, I think I did
but
too.
But I don't think, excuse me, it's as functional, and it also just looks sterile.
You know what?
Not warm and cozy.
That neighborhood kind of reminds me of what they're doing down in North Denver with those big Victorian beautiful houses, tearing those down and putting up those just gross looking
cookie cutter.
Yeah, the Jetson looking. You know, they just don't look real, and they don't fit in with the neighborhood. That's what that reminds me of. You know, you go across the street and you're like, "Where am I? I'm in a totally different area."
I'm shocked that they even allow that to happen. That's got to be a historical district.
They fought it for a lot of years, but I think that, you know, just got to give up when you can, I guess.
That's gross.
I just would like, I mean, like, I think the old gothic looking houses are so cool, like a castle.
Yeah,
it doesn't like give like the haunty. Well, it gives a haunty vibe, but it's not haunted.
Right.
And stuff. I just think that, I mean, that the between that and a farmhouse, I think it would be my, if I could have anything I wanted.
So your scary ass gingerbread house is a dark, dark gray, I'm imagining, with maybe some kind of purpley eaves and accents.
Or even burgundy.
Yes. Yes. But what I think the key to that is the multi-level patios and decks and stuff. So did Debbie make you read Ahab's Wife?
No.
Okay, so it's about Ahab, the captain who's killing Moby Dick, and all of the oilers, sailors' wives, right? And back in the day, and I think that was late 1700s, 1800s, whatever, when people would go out whaling and doing the deal, the women, they had a very, very top deck, like almost by the attic level, where they would wait for the ships to come in. And they called it a widow's walk.
Okay.
Because they were waiting for
their...
Yeah, because they were waiting for the men to come in. But Debbie showed us those when we were on the East Coast. So Maine, Nantucket, that sort of thing. All of those had those because they were waiting for their fishermen to come home, and a lot of times they didn't. But it's a beautiful look on a house.
Yeah.
Fucking depressing.
Yeah, that's...
But a beautiful look on a house.
And when the wives would get pissed off at their husbands, they push them off. That became the widow maker.
That's right. There you go.
Perfect.
There you go. I think a lot of it depends on your lifestyle at the time, too. Because, like, with the condo... You know, I'm a single person. It didn't really matter where I lived. Nobody was dependent on me. I didn't know I was going to have Linus, or I would have got something with a backyard or a courtyard or something like that. But also, I loved the no maintenance thing. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, okay, HOA, that kind of sucks, but I never had to shovel a walk. I never had to mow a lawn. I never had to do jack or shit. Right. So convenience is a big deal, too. I love the style of it. It was modern. It was perfect for me, for my life.
Yeah.
We did not have the same experience as you had with our HOA.
Same HOA experience.
Oh, no.
We pay an HOA fee, but yet we don't get see shit nothing from it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You got to change that.
You got the
we get free kind of, trash. That's all we get.
Yeah, that's it. Well, yeah. Free trash. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is garbage. Yeah. Okay. So as of right now, in this time of your life, you like kind of a blend of the classic and modern style.
Yeah.
Okay, can either one of you, and they have to be three different ones, name three types of house frames?
I can only name one.
Okay, cool.
An A-frame.
Okay, yeah.
That's
it. It looks like a Swedish fondue house.
Uh-huh.
Well, it looks like a letter A.
Yeah.
Did I read that wrong? Three types. I put small house, you know, small houses. I put a mobile home.
Okay.
And then I put, you know, a tri-level.
Yeah, that counts.
And, okay. Which me and Lisa had lived in every one of those. Our first house was a small house.
Uh-huh.
Then we moved to a mobile home.
I loved your
small And then house. We moved to this house. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I was again, just because I watched too much HGTV, I was thinking row house, which Colleen told me what that was. They're houses that are in a row. Mm-hmm. Or like bungalow, cabin, A-frame, of course. And there's like neoclassic shit that I don't understand.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like the plantation ones. If they weren't too big, again, wraparound porch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want any slaves.
No.
I don't want any fields of cotton or any
I'll
of that
necessarily. I'll have fields of cotton if I have slaves.
Oh, yes.
And I don't want, what's her face? Who's the Gone with the Wind whiner? Vivian Lee. I don't want any of that crap.
Okay.
I just want the plantation style house.
Uh-huh.
But smaller and with fireflies. And ice cold lemonade on the porch.
I wonder if that new house out that what's her name bought in New Orleans, if it was a plantation house back in the day.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it's a big old mansion, yeah.
Oh, they have such beautiful architecture now.
I was looking, so my friend Rachel bought this huge house in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be Steven Seagal's house.
Oh my gosh.
And it apparently, if you look it up, if you put Steven Seagal's house, New Orleans, it comes up because he held a woman prisoner there for years.
That guy's a nut job.
Yeah, so I think he might be in jail for that now.
Why are all these lunatics running around, diddy?
I don't, right?
Yes.
Diddy?
I hope Mr. Seagal.
Yeah. But now they have that house. So when I was looking it up, because I think I wanted to show Shelley the picture of it or something.
Yes.
Now I'm starting to get a bunch of houses coming to me from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yes. Oh,
nice.
And this one continues to come up, and it's huge. Like, I'll put the picture on the website, but on Facebook. But it's only $410,000.
Crazy.
And it's on the barge. What is it called? The barge?
Bayou.
Yeah, the barge. And you can, like, just, like, have your boat right there.
Does it have a widow's peak?
I don't... it's so cool looking,
it's
though.
It's not Gavin Rossdale from Bush.
But I keep... Yeah, I keep, it keeps coming up, and I was like, oh, God, if
you
only...
You haven't shown it to me yet?
I guess I haven't.
No, geez. Yeah. I do.
Since you brought it up on accident, would you live on a barge or a houseboat on the bayou if you could?
In a houseboat?
Yeah. In a houseboat anywhere?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
But you could go wherever you want.
I think it'd be fun.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Like, let's...
Yeah, low maintenance-ish, and then you could go wherever you wanted.
I guess the first thing that came to my mind, and I had a little panic attack, was Fiona being on the deck, and she's a runner.
Understandable.
Wah!
Yeah.
Stuff. So, yeah.
I bet she wouldn't.
I think she's getting better.
Then you take her on a walk every day, because it would almost always be nice, unless there's a hurricane.
Yeah. Well, but then there's a crocodile, and then it would just eat her.
Yeah, they don't come up on the boat.
No?
I don't think.
No, but when I walked her.
Yeah, but they're slow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walk her in. Okay, you're not going to live in a houseboat.
Right. Yeah. You're joking. that houseboat.
Okay, so we kind of touched on this, but if you have unlimited funds, and let's say all of your favorite features went together, let's just assume that they do.
Uh-huh.
What's your must-have and your want-to-haves? Because, okay, we're going wraparound porch, mm-hmm. all of us, mm-hmm. right? I want a farmhouse sink. You know, like those big basins with like the copper spray thingy.
That you can bathe your children in.
Yes, mm-hmm. and dogs.
Yeah.
And also a clawfoot tub. I think that would be fun and farmy. Mm-hmm. And then also in the kitchen, yes, there would be a dishwasher where I would put all of the forks and sharp things with their sharp side down.
Good for you.
But I would like, for the things that I had to hand wash, mm-hmm. a window in front of the farm basin sink so I could see outside while I'm doing chores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can watch your kids play or your grandkids or, you know, the meth dealers, mm-hmm. whatever's in your neighborhood.
I would buy out of the meth neighborhood. But I just would want to have a really nice backyard. That was one of the things with this house that was really important to me.
Dogs.
So that's all I care about. Yeah.
What about, like... Okay, as we get older and stuff, it's harder to manage, but I really like the look and feel of a bedroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, now that we're getting older, maybe a ranch is
that's what I put down. I'd like to have a ranch house
on a ranch, land,
you know, would be good. But
animals.
Yeah, we learned a tough lesson. We weren't thinking about it when we got this house because we always, you know, we lived on one level. Our little house was one level.
Mm-hmm.
Then our mobile home, of course, was one level. We move here and we've got three levels,
yes.
you know, but our bedrooms are clear upstairs and stuff. So we kind of learned a tough lesson.
Well, me and Shelly talked about this. I don't know if we've ever talked about it on the podcast. But we were saying we thought we were so smart that we got all these stairs because we were going to lose weight.
Mandatory exercise.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, if I want to go to bed, I got to use the stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It didn't happen for me.
No, me either. Me either.
I mean, I still go upstairs. Well, yes. I just don't lose
as
weight.
As I'm eating, no. having a snack.
Yeah. But I think I doubled down on the treats because I'm like, well, I've got stairs later.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
So Rice Krispies treat.
Exactly.
Well, that's what, together. Remember my doctor told me with my knees, he's like, you know, you could use to lose a little bit of weight because you're carrying a little extra weight. That's putting pressure on your knees.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, do you have any stairs at your house? I'm like, oh, God, do I, you know? He goes, utilize those stairs as an exercise. He goes, that's a free exercising thing. Start in your basement, go clear to the top and go back down. He goes, do that 3 or 4 times and then you take a break and then do it, you know.
How many times have you done that?
I was going to ask.
Today I did it.
That one time.
Yeah, that one time.
It's easier said than done, for sure.
Yeah.
But one of my very, very favorite kinds of houses, Brian likes, there's a lot of things we would have to work out if we moved in together, but like he really likes privacy and space and elbow room and all the other things because he always lived on top of people, you know, the roommates. And, you know, he grew up living on the farm, so he had lots of land and all the other things. But living with people that are difficult makes for great comedy, but it also makes you want to kill other people.
Yeah.
And so while I really enjoyed the condo and townhome experience, which is all I've lived in my whole adult life, I think that he would want a house with room to make your own decisions with your everything, mm-hmm. you know, with your outdoor space and stuff. But if it were just me and I was living by myself, I think I would get a brownstone. And those are, for those that don't know, they're usually made out of brownstone. There's usually like 3 or 4 steps that come up from the shared sidewalk with the universe. But it's always in romantic comedies when people are young and in love and they go outside to get the paper when people used to read the paper mm-hmm. and then they lock themselves out and they're in their underwear or a robe.
Yeah.
We're in a brownstone. I love our beautiful brownstone.
Yeah.
How do we afford the brownstone?
But, They're in New York all the time.
Exactly. And I think those are cute.
Yeah.
But, okay, we did the what you have to have. Okay, what in the current house that you have, if you had unlimited funds and you could even change things structurally, what would you change, if anything?
I'd put in an elevator.
Yeah? A dumbwaiter, an elevator, a laundry chute.
I think that I would, I wouldn't know how it would work because I don't understand architecture.
It doesn't matter. We're dreaming.
A bigger pantry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, our pantry is so dumb. Not that, well, but if we have money to do that, we have money to fill it. So then there's that.
Yeah.
Just play Fantasyland. Uh-huh. So you're just wishing. What you guys have that I think is really nice, I like the size of your yard. I like that you have a side yard, and also a corner lot. I think that I don't want to be sandwiched in between people.
Mm-hmm.
I love the corner lot thing. Even people get penalized for it sometimes. I think that Brian has to pay a corner sidewalk tax or something.
We just got written up for our trees on the side that aren't really ours.
Yes.
Like But it's a corner lot, so yes. They're not even on our property at all.
Your HOA is double dipping.
They really are.
Stupid. Yeah, because we had it was a $100 fine if we didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So Daryl did it. He chainsawed his fingers off, not off, just bad.
Partially.
And
yipes.
And it still cost us $80 to have somebody pick up the extra limbs.
And that was just that was just the small limbs. I kept the thick limbs, you know,
to
cut up.
And threw it in my garden.
Threw it in her garden.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
No, well, no, it sucks because now it's in my garden. I can't get in the garden.
But that's supposed
it's not even time to garden yet.
We're getting damn close. And that also is supposed to keep, I'm guessing, since pine cones do, keep squirrels and rabbits and stuff out of your garden.
Well, phew.
Try that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I saw a prairie dog on the way over here.
Oh, again. They're so cute.
I know.
They're getting crazy.
You know what you guys have in your house? And what I was going to say that I really, really like is a main level laundry.
Oh yeah.
I've never lived in a main level laundry place except for, at the condo I did, which is great. But usually you go downstairs, right? A basement or a shared.
That's true.
Or, golly.
Yeah, so many stairs. Would be so much cooler if we didn't have a not main level bedrooms.
Also,
you have to bring the laundry up too.
Looked at some houses though that had like a one bedroom downstairs. That would have been perfect for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then the laundry there. But
There was one that I loved when we were looking, and it had a bedroom downstairs, like right by the back door.
Yeah,
and I was like, that'd been so, because I used to have to actually take the dogs out. Because they were older, Bella, and go out with them. Now I can just like throw. Well, Fiona sleeps all night. What am I talking about?
Also that.
But yeah, but Bella used to get up every 2 to 3 hours. And so I was like, oh, it'll be right by the back door and this and that. So that would have been, I liked that. But
doggy door. Also a great asset.
Yeah. That scares me too. I'm such a freak about my dog.
You're not. Because I worry about like coyotes and whatever.
Yeah.
And
hey, what's in here?
Exactly. Well, and animals that don't even exist in Colorado, like. Hyenas, whatever, and I'm just like, there could be a rhinoceros back there, totally. And
werewolves.
My thing, I'm not even scared of animals as much as I'm scared because she's so damn cute
that somebody will snatch her,
And we only have a 4-foot fence, so I think that somebody's gonna walk by and go, oh, that's a cute dog, and pick her up.
Okay, here's the deal. You can get, like, the doggy door that my parents had going into their basement. Mm-hmm. There's a slide-over thing when you don't want them to go up or down that will stop
them. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they can't do it while you're sleeping.
There you go.
So, controllable doggy door.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to have.
I like French doors. I like hanging barn doors. I like really nice doors. Really good lighting. Mm-hmm. Lighting is key. The older I get, the more I'm just like, this lighting's too harsh. This is too this. I can't see shit. You got to get the lighting dialed in.
Right, yes.
Yeah, you guys have your lighting dialed in.
That's what I'd like to do downstairs, though. I'd like to get rid of the sliding glass doors and put French doors.
Yes.
I think those look really cool.
They're so pretty.
I'd like to have barn doors for our, at least in just my bedroom for the closet. I think those are so cool looking.
Yeah. Or what about saloon doors for the bathroom so they can always see your feet?
Yeah, there you go.
It's like Lisa's on the pot. She can't hide. And then Fiona can come in. What you doing, Mom?
Yeah, she can just go under.
Are you wearing cowboy boots?
I want a sarsaparilla.
Oh,
I love saloon doors.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. In your house, what space is private, or do you always have shut up? Is there a place where you always throw your shit, like a room that's a junk drawer, that you don't show company when they come?
Daryl's bedroom.
My bedroom, but when I have company come over, I clean up. But yeah, no, we keep all our rooms clean and everything, so.
He mostly just has clothes all over the place.
But at our old house.
At our old house, we had a whole room of.
I have things I haven't unpacked in the last
three years. I swear to God, we had a whole hoarder's room.
Well, we also have back there in this.
Now you have the room to do that.
Yeah.
But it's curtained off.
Yes, in their basement. But I don't really have any place that's really private. If anybody, my house is an open book.
Yeah.
If you want to
go on in.
Walk around. Okay. Everything's pretty
clean. Let's say you do the Swedish death cleanse or whatever, or you don't do it. And you get hit by a bus tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What is the last thing that you would want people to see? You know, when people digging around in your underwear drawer. Yeah.
I'm okay.
The state of my room right now.
Yeah. I don't.
Maybe I forgot to throw a couple of beer cans away.
Whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. I don't really think that there's anything that's too bad.
You don't have that intimidator.
No, not like it used to be.
No, I don't. Not like it. Yeah. Yeah. I used to have the intimidator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We threw that away when we moved.
We don't need this anymore. We're leaving it.
And ran out of batteries.
Yeah. No, I don't have anything
on the opposite end of that, what space are you the most proud of in your current home?
I really like our loft. little loft area where we can read. And down here, the studio. I love the studio.
It is nice.
I come down here together at sometimes, and just when we're not doing anything, of course, and you know, and just sit and chill down here. I play my music down here so it doesn't bug Lisa.
Yes.
And stuff, but yeah.
I like the layout of your kitchen and dining room area too. It's really
love
nice.
Love the kitchen
and Lisa's bedroom with the ensuite. Mwah, chef's kiss.
I like the stairs. I think I like how they're decorated. I think it looks nice with the all of our musical instruments and the flowers.
Yeah,
flowers.
Plants and stuff. Yeah.
I think that looks, and I like my backyard.
Yeah, I just wish that people would pinch the dead leaves off of your plants.
I know, if it only.
If only.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I want in my house?
What?
Staff.
Yes.
I want a butler.
Yes.
I want a maid.
Good God.
I want a nanny.
I have one. It's called Daryl.
Yeah,
you're very lucky.
Yeah. You just ought to see the outfit she makes me wear. It's
assless maid.
Yeah, I'm wearing leather patch chaps all the time. Why can't I put something? It's a little breezy, Lisa.
That's the problem with the French made feather dusters and stuff. They make more of a mess than they
do. I agree.
Who feather uses dusters feather dusters anymore?
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. We have, we're not big dusters. We really probably need to go around and dust some of our shelves and stuff.
I'm not looking. Whoever's looking, they can suck.
That's
it.
True. But yeah. I mean, that's one thing I guess I would be.
Well, there's always so much construction going on out here.
Well, that's. Okay. You don't have to make excuses for
it. But when you have extra time, do you think, we really should dust?
No. We do.
You're like, no, let's hang out together.
I dust
down the steps and everything.
I would just say, of all the things, that's probably the thing we do the least.
Okay. That's last on my list, too. That and vacuuming stairs.
Mm. Yeah. Vacuuming stairs is not easy. I really want a dustbuster.
Yes.
And I just, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that, like, I ask for every year, and then I go, no, don't get that for me.
Yes. Yeah, she backs out.
Yeah, yes. Same with the DNA test for the dog. So
next time I come over, I'll bring, it's like a point-and-shoot Dyson.
Oh.
It's really good. It's got a lot of suction and stuff. You can use it to your heart's
content. Cool, yeah. I'd like to do that on my stairs.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So if all things being equal, and again, you know, money's not an issue or whatever, would you guys be able to work with a different location or a different layout, or this is just perfect for your needs? Again, not counting money into the equation.
If money wasn't an equation, I think that this would be fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Money being an equation, I, you know, have seriously thought a lot about, moving to somewhere that's cheaper.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. Everywhere is cheaper.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not even, I mean, like everywhere outside of Colorado.
Nice.
Yeah. And, but you know, if money wasn't an option, I probably would stay. I mean, this would be fine. I really like my house.
Yeah.
But also we'd like to get like a little bit of property and animals and stuff like that. So probably still stay in Colorado just, you know, to be with our families and friends and stuff, but then have just a little bit more land.
Yeah, just even a ranch 10 minutes away from here.
Like Hudson or
Hudson, yeah. Sure. They got, I love taking her over that way because we'll see deer and stuff. She's like, oh, yeah.
And then I wouldn't have to go to Arvada every single day and, you know, for work and stuff. So.
Exactly. And what's cool about that area when you're getting out into the Eastern Plains, you get to see a lot more astral phenomena and not in the gross way. Astral.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
because
there's
a lot less light pollution, right? So you can see all those eclipses and blood moons and harvest moons and stars.
Yeah.
And
Aurora Borealis. And visit.
Yes. Seriously, in this day and age, can you believe that?
Oh, goodness.
But I would love to come and visit.
Yeah.
You can. Yes.
I think the layout of the house that I'm in now is kind of goofy. Well, the front door is on the side, so it's really a side door. The garage is attached, but you can't go inside from the garage.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and I really like doing that when you have groceries or whatever. And, you know, it was built in 79, I think.
I always thought the weird thing about your parents' house was what was your bedroom when you were a kid, the first bedroom right off the front door.
Right.
And stuff. It probably was supposed to be an office, maybe?
That's what it's going to be.
Oh,
it's a sewing room now, but it's like, there's no real foyer or entrance.
It's like, it's just like there.
Yes.
And stuff. So that was always a little, I mean, that would look really nice, to be honest with you.
With the doors?
With French doors.
Yeah. I agree. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in my mental plans.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I think a French door would be beautiful there. Once it's clean and not a hideaway place. Right. You know, so then you can have the panes of glass.
Yeah,
they
make
it,
that make it into a really nice office.
Yeah.
And that's right as you walk in, it's to the left.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And there's a bathroom. Is there? I've never used your bathroom upstairs.
Yeah, that's actually the first place I cleaned out. And look, there were 80 bars of soap.
Oh.
Yeah, I took it to the shelter.
Oh.
80 bars of wrapped soap.
Wow.
All over. But anyway, so that's a nice little bathroom. And then to the right of that
was
mine.
You're going to be mad when you run out of soap.
I have soap for the rest of my days if I live to be 1,000.
Oh, my God.
And toothpaste. And, you know, they always went to Costco to get their healthcare goods or whatever.
Got Avon soap on a rope stuff still. So sailor many. Soap.
But the room to the right there is was Monty's old room. Mm-hmm. Also has great light, you know, so I want to put plants and stuff in there. Maybe a little plant nursery. Yada, yada, yada.
What's in there now?
Fabric, storage, correspondence, okay. Like probably 10 bins of greeting cards.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Unused. Like, mm-hmm. Like any occasion, if you need a sympathy card, like
good
I can.
Good to know.
But the point of my thing there with the office and the other thing, both of those rooms have beautiful old antique roll-top desks in them.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And my brother Mike, who listens to the show, has been so helpful and wonderful and awesome in this time. He's a great brother anyway. But because he is a very literal and practical person, I'm like, yeah, I should make this an office. He's like, yeah, great idea. And I'm like, yeah, French doors. And he's like, yeah, that'd be pretty. And I'm like, and then I could keep this roll-top desk. He's like, in this day and age of computer data transformation, why would you need a roll-top desk? I'm like, it's a pretty piece of furniture. It's a pretty piece of furniture. But there was something in there that he liked because he is a little sentimental that is so cute. I don't know if you guys ever saw it, but it's round and wooden, and then it has like a scroll on the top and a scroll on the bottom, and it has numbers, and at the top you can change the month, and then the numbers are the day.
Oh, yeah.
Or the date.
Oh, uh-huh. Cool.
And then at the bottom, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's called an eternity calendar, you know, because it just keeps going forever and ever and ever. But my mom, he remembers it from when she worked at the bank in Marietta, Georgia. That was the calendar on the wall for when people wrote checks and they had to look and see what the date was before everything was digitized.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yes.
That's cool.
And then I got off my dinosaur and I went and clubbed myself a mate.
Perfect.
Yes.
So you should have went, here you go, brother.
Exactly. Yeah.
Take so it the, now.
Yes. To and wrap this day that of, whole thing up, the layout, of, the layout is silly.
The day of digital clocks and stuff. What do you need that for?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But it is cool and sentimental and stuff.
That's,
but,
cool. No, that's super cool. I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
But if I had to change the layout, and I could, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. But the location is stellar. We're halfway to Evergreen. Mm-hmm. The neighbors are fantastic. It's very pretty. I feel very safe. There's trails everywhere for the dog to get to beers, to do whatever, ride the bike. Mm-hmm. So location, key.
No, I'd have to say, if I were to move back to if we were to move to Arvada, I would look in that area because it's in a good area.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's, like you say, close to Golden, close to this, close, you know, but you're further west.
Yeah.
It's still
to
quiet.
Where Arvada's, you know, the old town, it's just getting so bad down that way. Mm-hmm. So, you don't even, every time I've gone that direction, I'm like, this is a nice, peaceful area. I like this.
The park and you have the Apex Center and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And every time I'm driving west to come home, you know, the mountains are just, I never get sick of them.
Yeah.
It's really a beautiful area. And there's a farmer, half a mile from us, mm-hmm. that won't sell to all the developers.
Yeah.
There
so
you
there's
go.
There's cows and bales of hay and a barn. And it's pretty great. It's the best of both worlds. It's not a cookie cutter suburbia, I don't think.
Right.
Like, no offense, listeners, Broomfield. Everything is gray. And just every time I drive through it, it's off the highway or 36, and it's just drab and sad looking.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. What's next? I thought this was going to be a short one. Am I tucking your ear off?
No, this is fun.
Okay. We covered most of the stuff with the factors on your dream list, but what could you live without? Like, obviously, you need
a toilet.
I got a bucket.
Yeah.
I got a bucket. So we talked about the dream list, but like what things seem kind of extraneous, like a sunroom, or when everybody says they have to have an office or a fourth guest bedroom and stuff. Who needs that shit?
Yeah, I don't need an office. Yeah. I like having the one guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works out so great.
Nice. Well, it works out for me.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't think we have anything. What is it? Extraneous?
Extraneous.
Extraneous.
Yes. No, thank you.
I've never used that in a sentence before.
I love those quirky little extras, though. So in Brian's cabin in the mountains, do you guys love those little built-ins? Like there's teeny tiny little bookcases that are built in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they left some really pretty old furniture, like some curios and a chiffon robe or whatever. You guys have to come up. We've totally changed everything.
Really?
And now there's a bedroom for Paul.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, so cute.
My favorite part, I love, 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 and I want to just go up there and hang out, is that front little foyer room, yes, round, yeah, table. Just sit there, uh-huh, and just like, you know, just look out. You know, I love the back porch, of course. Everybody, yes, loves that. But I love that front room.
And there are towels.
I'd love to sit there when it's snowing and just, yes, sit there and, you know, read a book and drink some whiskey and just sit there.
And, yeah, Maver, critters will come right up to that window like we're fish in an aquarium, you know? They're like, look at the people, Melba, or whatever her name is. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. But those quirky little, that differentiate you from all the other houses. I love that. And he has all those cute buildings. But one of them that Rhiannon had at her old house that bummed me out that they kicked him out. It was built in the 50s, I think. But they had a mail slot in the house, mm-hmm, and also a place for the milk delivery. Mm-hmm. Like it was a milk box built in the house.
Cute.
So you just opened it up from the inside. Shwoop. Bring in your glass bottles of milk.
When we lived in that little house in Old Town, we had in the kitchen, there was like, what was that? It was like a window, but, mm-hmm, to nothing.
Yes.
It was like just a little.
Do you think it, or something? I was about to say it can't be a laundry chute because you were one floor.
No.
No, it was just. It
no, really it was just a built-in cabinet.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. But when we left, we took,
I took the door.
The door off of it. Because they were going to tear down the house anyway.
They did.
They, mm-hmm, did, yeah. Uh-huh. And stuff. So we, yeah, have that. I just want to put pictures in the windows.
Yes.
And put it on the wall. But we, do we know where that's at?
It's, yeah, I got it right outside. Okay. Yeah, I keep that's looking at it all the time because, like, what I did with that old tiny mirror, mm-hmm, that I made for you at the salon, but, yeah, every time I look at that, I'm like, we really need to do something with this, yeah, before it accidentally falls over and the glass gets, yeah, broke. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys did that.
We could even put it up in the that'd be kind of cool, something maybe up in the spare, in the extra room.
Yeah, that's true.
Be kind of neat, yeah. Or, yeah,
we could get the postcards from the different places we've been or something, put them in the,
yeah,
windows. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's the point, cool, there is, take the pictures,
yeah,
do the crafts,
mm-hmm,
life is short, be sentimental, celebrate that shit. I'm so glad that you guys took that. That's really wonderful. Yeah. We're trying to be better about taking more pictures and stuff. Okay, last thing in the mediocre entertainment and treats.
Uh-huh.
What is your favorite HGTV show? Do you guys watch any shows about buying property or beachfront property or second homes or anything like that? I don't
watch HGTV.
Well, see,
you guys totally should, because since you're looking to get out, mm-hmm, out, there's so many places where it's half the price of living here, and you, mm-hmm, can be on the water or,
yeah,
whatever. Or like, you know, really Deb and Lala in Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, see, what I do when I watch those channels, though, I watch the opposite. I watch the RV ones, uh-huh, people that get the big,
get them tricked out.
Go get them. Livable. Yes, I was like, because, yes, I told Lisa that, I go, we could even live in one of these, you know.
All the tiny house stuff.
They have a front bedroom for, you know, or a back bedroom, yes, for her, and then they have a little side bedroom. I said, you know, we only have that little guy. Yeah.
If I ever do watch HGTV,
yes,
like one time I got myself like into a whole marathon of like tree houses, people who,
oh, I love the tree house ones.
Stuff.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, funky stuff like that I like.
Yeah, and how they just get creative, and you can, mm-hmm, put so many things in a small space, like the box houses,
yeah,
the boxables and stuff. Well, let's talk about me for a minute.
Yeah.
So I'm currently in a situation where I could sell the house, and it would be split up between me, Mike, and Monty. Or I could stay there, which I need to right now financially, and fix it up for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could stay there, fix it up for myself, and then eventually sell it.
Right.
So there's my favorite show, because it affects me right now and I'm self-absorbed. It's called Love It or List It.
Oh.
And there's this Canadian realtor and a Canadian lady that fixes up houses.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes in and, you know, they have whatever their house is. They're like, we want a mudroom. I don't know. We need a second bathroom. We need a powder room down here. I want the laundry room moved so people aren't walking past it when they're coming in from the pool or whatever. They want to totally redo their house, mm-hmm, so they can stay. Usually one of the spouses wants to stay and one wants to leave. And they're like, okay. She's like, okay, what's your budget for that? And that's, let's say $100,000. So she's like, with that $100,000, I will try to do as much of this as I can. And then usually there's a roadblock, like the floor is crooked or, you know, there's problems with the plumbing or whatever. And she's like, there's another 10 grand. Do you want to do it? And they always say yes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, then the realtor guy, he's out looking for their dream home that needs to be in a certain neighborhood with all these certain things that they want. And then he shows them a bunch of houses. So while he's showing them all these houses, they're fixing their original house. And then,
God bless you.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, guys.
You're good. That was orgasmic. So then they show him their original house. And usually the person that wanted to leave said, damn, I didn't know this could be so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
they never want to leave.
that's the thing. Do they love it or do they list it? So if they love it, then they stay, of course. And they just paid for the remodel. But the remodel, let's say they had a $500,000 house. They put $100,000 into it. And now it's a $750,000 house.
Right.
And then they could move into the other house, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I made it sound way more boring than it is. Fucking fascinating. No. And, but it gives me a lot of ideas, too.
Yeah.
That's so funny, because that's what me and Larry did when we worked at that house in Applewood. Uh-huh. Do you remember that big house I worked in Applewood?
Yeah.
And we gutted it. We were in this house for a year.
Wow.
Doing all those remodeling, redoing walls and this and that. And we gutted the hell out of it and redid everything. The guy that was the owner, you know, the guy that had bought the house to do the flip.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't sell this.
It's beautiful.
He goes, this is exactly everything I ever wanted.
Yes.
So, yeah, he goes, go to my place. You know, doll it up, paint it and stuff. He goes,
sell that bitch.
Yeah, so they moved completely out.
Uh-huh.
And then when we were ready for them to move in, then we did that. We went to his house and cleaned it up, you know. But he's like, this is everything I ever wanted.
Yes, and he made his dream house.
In Applewood, where it was, really cool little neighborhood. Just, I mean, you could see the brewery from the, you know, from the backyard. You could see the brewery right there and stuff. But a huge, huge yard, and I mean, big, big, big place, you know. But I think I've told this before, but in the basement, the guy that had had the house built was an old Italian guy. He didn't trust banks.
Oh,
back in the day,
a lot of people didn't.
So he built this bar, you know. So you had this bar, but behind the bar was a cabinet and stuff, and you'd open up the cabinet, and there was a door that you would crawl through to a 10x10 room.
Whoa.
And that's where the guy would keep, you know, keep his money and everything. But it was super, super cool house. I loved it.
That's awesome. I wonder how much cash is just laying in old house walls.
Right.
Yeah. That's so cool. Oh, yeah.
With all the razor blades.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. So love it or list it. Do you, Daryl Brown, do you know how to take off wallpaper?
Yeah. You steam it.
You steam it? Mm-hmm. And then you can paint over it? Do you have to like sandpaper or anything?
You'll want to wipe it down real good. But they make a tool too that you just sit there and you can...
Yeah, like Mr. Miyagi.
It's got little
abrasive claws in
it. Yeah, but they sell stuff. We even have a steamer at the.
We have a steamer at the salon.
But
you just steam, and then it'll fill off
for steaming clothes.
Yeah,
but you just steam it.
Do you see what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
Side hustle.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
I'm down. Yeah,
it's a mini easy job. It's just one wall.
Yeah.
One and a half walls. Two walls. Five walls tops.
Linus just got like, you come in my house, dude.
No, I think that's my first thing, because that's a quick, easy, pretty.
Where at?
It's in the main room.
Oh, okay.
Well, cool. That was really fun.
Woo-woo!
Do you guys want to talk about houses anymore? Go to Witcha Wow.
Let's Witcha. Wow.
Which house would you wow-wow in? Oh, hold on. We're about to have a...
Oh, we're having
a... Oh, Linus. Are you all tangled up in the wires?
No, he's fine. All righty. We'll be right back.
Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
One hand rose we switch. We all die. Nothing we can do. I'm talking about what everybody's talking about. Let's talk about scream and shout what everybody's talking about. Let's talk about.
It's about that wow time. Are you ready to wow us? It's a wow, wow time. Wow.
That was the worst yet.
Hey, at least I don't stumble.
It was mediocre, and you do stumble, so shut up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we all stumble. Now stumble, let me fall. Let's lift each other up.
I'll stumble for you.
I hear you.
Yeah,
What's the Witch of Wow all about, Man Witch?
The witchy wow is each of us gets to tell a little tale to tell of that day. I'll use a little Irish accent because it's that time of year. This week, I have dumb criminals. Shelley has aminals.
Yep.
And Lisa has music.
Want to take it away, Lisa?
Sure. So mine are little known music facts on how music can help you improve your life.
Woo!
So did you know that music can help improve your memory and make it easier to remember things?
I believe that. I sing lists.
Yeah, there you go. The oldest known musical instrument is a flute made from bone dated back 40,000 years.
Is it a skin flute?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a bone flute. Yeah, that was a setup.
Three, music therapy is used to help with stress, pain, and mental health issues. Four, music is a universal language that connects people across different cultures and backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Five, listening to music can lower blood pressure and improve heart health. And last but not least, and this is only last on my list, there's probably a lot more, Indian classic music features over 300 ragas, R-A-G-A-S, each with its unique mood and expression. That is all.
I like that list. And don't you think, too, that it also... My favorite thing about music is it unites people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times you'll find that people that like the same kind of music than you do often have similar values.
Yeah, agree.
It sounds weird and crazy, but maybe so. At least you have the same culture, lifestyle, similar taste across the board.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You just had things in common at that
point.
Yeah.
No, that's really nice. I do think it's awesome. Also, I just started leaving the TV on Yacht Rock when I leave Linus home by himself.
Uh-huh.
They say that's helpful, and it certainly can't hurt.
Right.
Right.
Right. And you know what?
Oh, go ahead.
Music makes beer taste better.
Does it?
Everything.
Yeah.
When we sit around, when the four of us sit around when we have Brian,
uh-huh.
and we play our little, listen to music, you know, we play that little game and stuff, that does. We're having cocktails. We're having a great time.
Another thing that has nothing to do with music is I've heard that dogs can see the colors in the cartoon Bluey.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so you could leave that on for them because they like it because they can actually see it.
Interesting. I had no idea.
I don't know who told me that.
But I do like the speaker game. Brian and his mom were the first person I ever did that with, or people that I ever did that with, where you get together, have some drinks, sit on the patio or whatever. And it's just like pass the, you know, speaker around or whatever. And I've heard so many songs that I've never heard before, or they reminded me of old things. And it's a good way to get to know each other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
That was a great list, Lisa. Yeah,
lots of fun.
I love it. I'm going to go next.
Okay.
Okay. So they say, face your fears.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scariest animals to me in real life that I don't think I've ever encountered in real life. I'm trying to face head on, but not literally. And it's wolf spiders. Do you guys know what wolf spiders are? Mm-hmm. The ones with all the scary eyes, like all in a row.
Yeah.
They're actually making some kind of cartoony things with them and, you know, like stuffed animals or whatever that kind of terrifies them or whatever. But actually, they're not as scary as we think. Their defense mechanism is all the eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
So they look scary. And what had always scared me about them, I had a friend that lived in Texas, and I guess they're really prevalent in a lot of those deserty and or humid southern and whatever states. But they will hop at you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And an insect that isn't afraid of me, I don't care for.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Go back to your lair.
You should be scared of me. I'm bigger than you.
Exactly. But they're just fearless. And maybe that's part of their, act crazy, throw a lit cigarette at you sort of thing. Like, but yeah, I mean, they're just, that's how they go to fight.
Smoking are the ones that scare me.
Yeah, because they're thugs, right?
Yeah,
they're
hoods.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about wolf spiders.
Okay.
They're found throughout Australia, so maybe the Texas thing was a lie. They're robust, agile hunters that live in the ground in leaf litter or burrows. They're often found in lawns and gardens. They're typically drab color, sometimes salmon pink on their bellies, which sounds kind of cute. The sides of their jaws might have a raised orange spot or boss, B-O-S-S. I don't know what that means. But they have 8 eyes in 3 rows. So like 4 on top, 2 on the bottom, 2 on the bottom, with the 4 smaller eyes in the front, and the 4 largest ones arranged in a square on the top of their scary-ass heads. So
why do they need to see so much?
So much eyeballs. But I really do think it's part of their defense.
They're going to get you.
But, okay, and then blah, blah, blah. Here's some more about them. They have wide distributions. They're all over the place. Who cares? But wait, there's more. Where there was more. But they eat mostly other bugs, but also they'll eat small invertebrates like, let's say, a toad.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just eat off a toad for an hour.
Well, if they bite humans, it's quite bad.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes. I don't think it's as bad as like a recluse.
Oh.
And they're certainly not poisonous, but they're just scary as fuck.
Huh.
But the reason that I was so interested in them, it's the most beautiful wildlife photography I've seen in a long time that wasn't Amber Braxton's.
Uh-huh.
So I have a picture of this wolf spider who looks kind of cute in this thing, and he's sitting on a tiger lily leaf with a bloop raindrop on its head.
Oh, no.
And then there's a flower behind him, and the flower is reflected in the bloop raindrop on its head. I will put this online.
But it's highly staged.
This is the coolest picture you may have ever seen in your life.
Oh, wow. That
Isn't
looks
that amazing?
Like it's not
oh,
real.
Wow.
I know. He looks kind of like I want to pet him.
Yeah.
Let's pretend
it
it's
looks
real.
Like he, yeah, you could sit and talk to him.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think he would say?
He would say, hey, I see you.
I can't miss you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my witchy wow.
Oh, there you go. That was
I
a good
like
one.
That one. Yeah, spiders.
Jakes.
Okay, let's see. I think I got mine queued up. Yes, yes. Mine is Stupid Criminals or Dumb Criminals or whatever, and this is Joey Miller and Matthew McNally.
Okay.
These men were behind likely one of the worst, least thought-out disguises in history of crime. When committing their misdeed, they used the masks. Oh, didn't use masks, sorry. Hoods or any type of facial, you know, to hide their face. You know what these idiots did? They use permanent marker.
I drew Ross and Rachel.
Yep. They drew faces on their face, you know, with permanent marker.
I like movie.
While it may have been hard to recognize them during the crime, permanent marker is, as name suggests, permanent. Notoriously hard to remove, which left the men extremely easy to identify when the police were looking for the culprits. The dumb stunt in them earned the duo the nickname Dumb and Dumber.
Perfect.
But the other one, I wish I would have got the rest of this story, but this is pretty funny. It says, Florida man dressed in a Dalmatian onesie outruns troopers, shakes off taser before he is caught at girlfriend's home.
Well, he's dog.
Well, and go anywhere. He's a dog during daylight hours. Who would have thought he'd get caught?
I'm all dressed up as a Dal.
That's
come on.
Right. And Dalmatians are really fast.
Right.
You know? Like, I'm just
how do you know I'm not
outrun
going
him
back to the fire
well,
department?
Most Dalmatians are deaf.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he didn't hear them.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's
yes,
it.
This gun is real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Freeze.
Yes. That was great.
Yay.
I love Dumb Criminals.
I do.
Yeah.
They are so much better than
Smart
Criminals.
Stay Stupid Criminals.
Please.
Yeah, stay stupid.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
And bring us the news.
Yay. Yeah.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, guess where my house is?
What?
I live in your hearts.
Oh.
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 It was a fun house episode in the middle of your street. Boop, boop, boop.
Thank you again for listening to another Good Witch, Bad Witch episode. Please join Patreon or rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or any other site where you listen to our podcast.
And it's pay to play. Sometimes there's contests.
Yeah.
Patreons. You could win a wrapped Cookie Monster crochet it yourself kit. Congratulations, Amanda Reed.
Yes.
Yep, our Patreons, they just walk away with the most amazing things.
They really do.
More to come.
More
I'm
to
sure.
Come. Exactly. Hey, and on that note, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay witchy, my friends.
Oh, no. Must be the season of